Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
We're at the end of the year, and now we're looking back on 2016, an incredible year, a challenging year, in many respects a roller coaster year, if you will. But here we are looking back, and so much has happened. We want to talk about some of the issues on the sanctity of human life on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. In our end of the year Liberator, we overview all of the different issues. Just highlights, frankly, because we can't put all of these into one document. It would be too massive. Even this one's an 8-page newsletter, and I encourage you to get this. It's the end of the year Liberator. But on the sanctity of human life, with regards to some of the issues that we've been involved in, we've talked about Sandra Susan Merritt, the undercover investigator of Planned Parenthood. We've talked about some of the people that are giving information, picketing, and providing information and resources outside of a Washington, D.C. abortion clinic planted right in between two schools. We've talked about the case that we filed at the U.S. Supreme Court on clinic regulations out of Texas, but also in Oklahoma. Pro-life advocates there wanted to get together with some of the leaders, and so we met in 2015 with Governor Phelan and also with Attorney General Pruitt. He is a Christian. We talked about a pro-life bill that would actually revoke medical licenses for doctors who perform abortions after viability. This actually passed in the House and the Senate. Unfortunately, Governor Phelan vetoed it, even though she originally said she was in support of it. But this bill will return in 2017. This was the first pass at it, the only time in the country that any state has sought to revoke a license of a medical doctor who, as part of the practice, kills children. And that was a significant bill. It will return in 2017.
It will. And what's encouraging is Attorney General Scott Pruitt there in Oklahoma, and this is just kind of an aside, has been selected by Donald Trump to head the EPA. So yeah. We know we have a strong ally and advocate for preborn children in the Trump administration.
You know, this administration, as it's coming together at the cabinet level right now, is going to be the most pro-life administration, I believe, in history. You've got Betsy DeVos, pro-life. You've got
Education, Department of Education.
Department of Education. You've got Dr. Ben Carson, HUD, Housing and Urban Development. He's pro-life. Scott Pruitt, pro-life. Rick Perry's just been nominated for Department of Energy, pro-life. And you can go on and on. There's others that are pro-life as well. So
thinking of Ben Carson for just a second, can you imagine the influence he can have in the inner cities, where, as we talked about yesterday on Faith and Freedom, where Planned Parenthood intentionally targets, based on their Margaret Sanger, racist, she spoke before the KKK, that she was a eugenicist. They believe that you need to cull the herds, if you will, of minorities. That's Planned Parenthood's history. And now to have a HUD secretary who can go in and hopefully do something about this genocide that Planned Parenthood is committing in the inner cities is just so encouraging.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, when we sit and look at the Liberator and you just see all the different cases just in the sanctity of human life that we've had the privilege of being a part of this year, that's just a snippet of what's going on, in this nation. And the battle continues, and we have to continue to fight for life. God creates life, and He has great value in life. So we continue as Liberty Counsel to fight for life. And so we do pray that this incoming administration will do a 360 turn in this issue.
Yeah, 180. We want them to do not a 360, but 180.
Or 180, rather.
That just gets us back to where we were.
Yeah.
But Harrisburg, Pennsylvania is a case where we filed suit. That's still ongoing. They passed a buffer zone of keeping people away, so-called 20 feet. But in reality, because of how it actually lays out on a grid, it's 50, 60 feet away. You cannot give a piece of literature to someone who is accessing an abortion clinic 20 feet away, or even 50, 60 feet away, which is worse. And you'd have to raise your voice in order to communicate with them. You can't communicate in a regular conversation. That case is still going forward. We also filed suit on behalf of three Christian or faith-based crisis pregnancy centers in California, challenging a law that went into effect on January 1, 2016 that requires pro-life ministries to provide information of all things about the availability of abortion to patients. So they're
that
coming in seeking you know, crisis pregnancy, they're pro-life, and now you got to tell them, well, by the way, there's other, if we don't, you know, here down the street, there's a place you can go abort your child. I mean, that's just
Think about absurd. That for a minute.
Bankrupt.
The last two cases you've just talked about here, the buffer zone case, which seeks to interfere with the First Amendment right to free speech, versus, and they've taken it a step further now with crisis pregnancy centers to actually force people, compel people to engage in speech with which they disagree. So the left, the idea that the left in some way supports free speech and the First Amendment and religious freedom, and they show it over and over again, particularly in the context of the issue of life, that they have nothing but disdain for the First Amendment.
And, you know, in addition to that, amazingly, we filed a brief at the Court of Appeals in Florida on behalf of a law that was passed in the Florida legislature. We filed it on behalf of the American Association of Pro-Life Obstetricians and Gynecologists and the American College of Pediatricians in favor of a 24-hour waiting period. It has an informed consent provision. And, in fact, this law was the... A person behind it was a 24-year-old woman who was the youngest female elected official in the history of Florida. She was also one of the people who went on a Covenant Journey tour. And so she is leading the charge. This law was passed. It was then challenged, and we filed the brief to uphold it. So that case is still pending. In addition to the sanctity of human life, we have a lot of things that we've been involved with on the issue of marriage and the family. And by the way, this issue is not over. Despite what some people might say, we're not going to just move on and forget about this. The court has spoken on the issue of marriage. You know, that is something that I think will be overturned, but it's something notwithstanding whatever happens. We cannot walk away from this battle. This is so
critical.
Well,
we didn't walk away from Roe v. Wade. The battle continues. We didn't walk away from the Dred Scott decision. And this Obergefell decision is no less outrageous than either of those.
That's right. And so, you know, one of the things that we've been doing, in addition to working on this issue of marriage and family, we're also working on the passage of and defense of religious freedom laws that will protect people's freedom of conscience who don't want to participate in same-sex weddings or same-sex ceremonies and so forth. So we've been working on that on the federal level as well as on the state level.
You know, we had the privilege of representing Kim Davis, who so many people know, you know, who stood her ground and her religious belief against same-sex marriage and would not sign any of those licenses for that very reason. And this quiet woman, you know, in the small town of Kentucky, then became a, she's actually a worldwide, you know, hero now because of that.
Yeah, she is amazing because she's so grounded in the Lord.
Absolutely.
She had a torrent of opposition. And talk about fake news. We know what fake news is because people created fake news sites opposing her. They even created a fake Twitter account trying to make it sound like she was writing this from jail.
Right. And came to her office and abused her. And
but, you know,
awful.
As a result, you got religious freedom in Kentucky.
That's right.
You have a
new
governor in Kentucky.
Yeah.
So we're also involved in the Fairfax County case. In fact, in 2017, February is the general time frame. I'll argue at the Virginia Supreme Court the case in which the Fairfax County School Board illegally passed a policy and a handbook that actually includes gender identity. And it's permissible under the state law because it's not part of their statewide non-discrimination categories.
Well, it conflicts directly with Virginia civil rights law. It's extraneous and something that Virginia law expressly prohibits.
Yeah, and so on that issue of the whole so-called bathroom bills, not only in this case, but we're involved in over half of the states working on these issues. You know, 1989, when Liberty Council was started, I never thought we'd be working on these so-called bathroom bills. But it's just absurd where we are. But we're there trying to protect people's privacy and common sense and protect the Constitution. So go to Liberty Council's website. There's so many different cases that we're involved in all over the country. Religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, marriage and the family, just in the courtrooms and in the public policy halls of Congress and the states, all over the nation. But we're involved in so much more. And all of that is cataloged or at least highlighted in our year-end Liberator. I encourage you to get it. Call 407-875-1776 and support Liberty Counsel with your financial contributions, especially now, since your gift will be matched between now and midnight, December 31. Go to lc.org. Any contribution between now and the end of the year will be doubled. Go to lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit lc.org.